Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Alex Ashlock is here with Who's Crossed. He reports on the country's oldest marathon for WBUR. Alex, just give us a taste of what you saw today.
I follow the professional runners. I love watching them. I love the history. But it's really the everyday runner crossing the finish line. And that's happening right now. People celebrating, you know, reaching a milestone, right, an accomplishment. That's the holy grail of marathoning. So it's an exciting place to be right now.
We're so used to, you know, runners in full military uniforms with their backpacks and people pushing other people in wheelchairs and, you know, mother and daughter holding hands. It's just amazing. But to the winners, the men's favorite, yes, was Kenyan twice reigning champ Evans Chebet, but Ethiopian Cisse Lema denied him a third win. What happened in that race?
Well, that race was really just Lema. He broke away very early in the race, and he won basically wire to wire, which hardly ever happens in the Boston Marathon. And, you know, he'd been here three times before Robin. Mm. He finished 30th and had to drop out twice. So he did a lot better today, $150,000 better, actually, because that's first prize for the winner of the men's race, right, and women's race, by the way.
Well, and in the women's race, we have a back-to-back win for the Kenyan runner, Helen Oribe. We were also watching hometown favorite and 2018 winner Des Linden. She came in 16th. That's pretty amazing. But tell us more about that race.
Well, Obiri basically owns the Boston Marathon, at least the last couple of years, back-to-back titles for her. She also has a New York Marathon on her resume, a New York Marathon win on her resume. And really, she's pretty new to marathons, only run four or five marathons. She's been great on the track, and she used that foot speed today at the end of the Boston Marathon to really run away from the race. Linden did finish 16th, as you said. She's winding down her career, and you know she just loves being on the Boston course. And she was celebrated today as she finished again for her 12th or 11th time.
Right.
11th time, actually.
Very competitive wheelchair races.
Oh yeah, yeah, very competitive. Switzerland's Marcel Hu wins for the 7th time. He's approaching legendary territory here in Boston. And a new winner in the women's race, Eden Rainbow Cooper. She's from Britain, and she's the first British winner on the women's side ever for either of the races here at the Boston Marathon. So she made some history of her own today. So people are crossing the finish line still here at the Boston Marathon. They will be all afternoon. It's the 128th running of this oldest annual marathon in the world.
Alex Ashlock at the finish line of today's Boston Marathon. Alex, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.